And it has been a busy off season. We're standing on the flag court right now, and what great improvements here. Describe to us how we can look out on the field now.
Well, now when you're on the flag court, instead of seeing through this 6 foot back of the scoreboard, you really can see the field, and it really opens up the area, and we think makes a nice change for the fans, and I'm excited to see it.
For young and old, the tallest and shortest of people, no matter what age, are going to be able to look out over the right field fence now.
Absolutely. I'm a taller guy, so it was never much of an issue for me, but certainly now my kids can come and stand next to me and see right out on the field and see Nick Markakis playing out here in right field.
Now, as we look to our right, also something new, the rooftop. Tell us about that as folks look out on a classic Baltimore deck at the ballpark.
It's actually going to be a great view. I've been up there a couple of times, and it's a one-of-a-kind view. It's an open area for folks. As long as you have a ticket to the ballpark, it's going to be open. You don't need a second ticket to get into that area. There'll be some food and beverage service up there as well. But really, it's going to be a great place to just kind of see the game and hang out with friends. Very social feel to it, and we're looking forward to it.
It must be exciting for you to be able to work a space like that that wasn't being used before for fans to use now each and every game.
I'll be a lot more excited when it's done on Friday. That's the challenge right now. We're getting close and things are starting to come together, but Friday can't get here quick enough at this point. We're excited.
What is it like for you to look out over this ballpark, knowing all the projects that you and your staff have worked on during the off season, coming to a culmination with opening day?
Opening day is always exciting, and there's always projects that go on, even if it's just making sure the grass is green and everything's ready to go for the players. But you're right, we have added a lot of things, and I'm looking forward to see the fans' reaction on Friday and just hear the feedback from them. That's where a lot of this comes from, is feedback we get from the fans.
Fans tell you what they like about the ballpark and what they might like to see the next time they come, and a lot of folks opening day are going to see a lot of changes.
Absolutely. We've talked about a couple already, and the concessions have changed again, and Utah Street looks a little bit different with some work that the state did on the warehouse itself. So we hopefully will see a lot of happy faces out here on Friday.
And also, as folks are kind of in the concourse levels, they'll see some changes. I know behind home plate there had been some upgrades last year. That is now throughout that concourse.
There's a lot of changes like that. It'll brighten up the whole area, and we like to think some of those improvements are ones that we'll notice more than they will, and they make our lives a little easier from a maintenance standpoint. But as you point out, it does brighten up the area quite a bit as well. So,
and it is amazing. 20 years ago, this ballpark opened, and it remains cutting-edge, state-of-the-art.
I agree, and that's the goal. It's we don't want it to show its age. We want it to still have that great old ballpark feel, but still give the fans a nice, comfortable place to come and watch a game, because they don't have to come out. And so we want to give them good reasons to come out, and I think we've added some nice things that'll play right into that.
A thrill for you when they finally say play ball?
It'll be a big sigh of relief, because it's going to start whether we're ready or not, so we got to be ready.